Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to the heartbeat of the seller community, eBay Radio. Here is your host, Griff.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. You're listening live. Today is February 7th, 2017. If you're listening in the archives, well, this is show number 670, so jot it down. Today we'll find out how one seller is succeeding with eBay's promoted listing feature. We'll share some top lessons learned in 19 years on eBay, and we're going to hear the lowdown on ticket resale legislation. Learn how attending live eBay events can help your business and get some strategies for growing your business on eBay from a tiny acorn to a mighty oak. We'll also talk with you. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source.
Patriots, Falcons, and Handling Time all feature in today's eBay Radio News for February 7th, 2017. I'm Lee Mirabal. It was an exciting Super Bowl. The Patriots won in overtime, and eBay sellers were on the mark. Griff, right after the game, I put Super Bowl 2017 into the eBay search.
Did you?
Clicked on newly listed and got a ton of stuff. So they were right on top of it. Boom, boom, boom. As soon as they had won. From five-time Super Bowl winners, pins, T-shirts, and other memorabilia. But the biggest story is that Tom Brady believes his game jersey was stolen. And he asked people to let him know if it shows up on eBay. So if you see it, let him know.
Yeah, because it's such a secret. If you sell stuff on eBay, no one will find it. No one will know.
Exactly.
Secret.
But if you happen to stumble across it, let Mr. Brady know.
The stupidest thing you could do in a case like this, I'll put it on eBay and then I'll sell it surreptitiously.
And I guess Devin Wenig, eBay's CEO, tweeted, it will never pass our new authentication service.
Oh, God.
Which is kind of funny and fun. Shauna Champion's latest article in eBay for Business blog is about getting a handle on your handling times. Handling time on eBay is defined as the number of business days, not weekends or holidays, between when you receive payment and your package is scanned by your carrier. And eBay Radio's Griff had a video actuality in the article. You'll find it at ebayforbusinessblog.com. You did, right in the middle. There you were. What we call an actuality in the business.
I'm an actual person?
Well,
pinch me.
Exactly. So, Griff, I have a listing for you to look at.
Do you?
I do. It is. Are you ready? Tell me when you're ready.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
I'm not ready.
Anything to keep from
I'm
having
ready.
Dead air. All right.
Right.
Here's the number.
What?
2724.
2724.
8745.
8745.
9827.
9827.
Again, that's 2724. 8745. 9827.
Oh, jeez.
Are you there?
We have to talk about this.
This is a beautifully framed cornflake that allegedly looks like President Donald Trump.
It doesn't look anything like
it's been framed. The size is 4 by 6 inches.
I'm sorry.
It's $13,000. Buy it now.
Yeah, I think this is pushing that envelope. I think that train has left the station.
I think so,
it's not going to go backwards. Yeah. It's number one. It doesn't look a thing like it.
I don't think
at all.
So either. It's the right color.
It's
the
just
right
a
color,
blob.
Though.
And number two, it doesn't look a thing like him. And my third point, and this is my third and final
okay,
point.
Okay, tell us.
It doesn't look a thing like him.
Oh, thank you for those three reasons.
You're welcome.
So, do you know Scott Cutler? He's the president of StubHub, which eBay owns. StubHub.
What's his name?
Scott Cutler.
How do you spell that?
C-U-T-L-E-R.
Oh, I was two D's. Yeah, I do know him. One T, I don't know him at all.
He took a look at how technology is reshaping live experiences.
Live.
From searching for the perfect seat for the Super Bowl to interactive in-game entertainment. And at StubHub, they turned on what they call virtual view.
Did they
for that stadium in Houston several weeks before the event so that when you went to buy your tickets to the Super Bowl, you would get a 360-degree view from the section where you were searching from. So it's
well,
kind of
cool. Well, I have
cool.
to admit, that is pretty cool.
It is pretty
that way,
cool.
When I get tired of looking at the game, I could turn to the left or right and see all of the...
And you know exactly what's there.
The disheveled masses.
Yes.
Right.
And last, Nordstrom cut ties with Ivanka Trump's clothing line last week, citing falling numbers. But Griff, her stuff is still selling on eBay.
Well, this is what happens.
If
When something suddenly becomes unavailable, it's now a dwindling supply. It's going to be the marketplaces that are going to suddenly have these things for
So if you've got any of Ivanka Trump's clothing line, I looked it up. She has shoes on eBay. She has perfume, all kinds of stuff. Tops typically cost around $60 at Lord & Taylor or Saks. But new blouses never worn for as little as $2 on eBay. So give a look. She's got a lot of pretty stuff there. Ivanka Trump's clothing line selling cheap on eBay right now. And that's eBay Radio News for February 7th, 2017, brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. I'm Lee Maribel. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the grip.
All right, here we go.
You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
So I want to read you something that's on Facebook right now.
Oh, really?
Okay. It's from a woman named Amanda, and she said, and she posted this in the thrifting board. She said, I just thought I'd share what happened to me using the global shipping program.
Mm.
I sold a $400 vintage IBM computer on December 16th.
Wow.
I shipped it to Australia via GSP. Mm. It arrived at the GSP center in Kentucky, but then tracking stopped. Ooh. My buyer opened a case this week. eBay put a hold on my funds, so I was out $400 just for a few days. However, once I called and spoke to a rep, I was told the buyer would be refunded and I would get my money back.
Yeah, because it made it to the Kentucky warehouse.
So. And they lost it after that.
Yeah.
Some way, shape, or form, it was eBay's fault.
Right.
So
right.
She said it was just nice to know that eBay had my back, and they made it right for the buyer, too.
Yeah.
I don't always use GSP, but for high-dollar items, it was nice to know that I just had to get it to Kentucky. Don't be afraid of shipping globally! Exclamation point.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought that was a cool story.
Yeah, it's... No surprise, that's how it works.
Yep, I liked it a lot.
You likey.
Yeah, so I did, you know how I do a tip every week, right, in my newsletter?
Oh, in your newsletter, I thought you were talking about tipping over somewhere.
I do a tip, okay. Yeah. And today's was a tip about getting your mojo back after
mojo.
It's gone. Because the good news is, Griff, I sold two items over the weekend,
well,
and I did
fantastic.
Get my ka-ching back. You know, I heard the ka-ching on the first one. The second one, I was probably in some place that was very loud and didn't hear it, but I did get my ka-ching back. So the bad news is that now I have to list more items. I'd like to keep 50 to 75 up there, and I have about 15 right now.
Oh.
Well, I haven't listed in a few months.
Yeah, like me.
So the remodeling is almost at its end. It's the last bathroom.
Ooh.
And he's gone away for a week on vacation, the guy who's doing it.
Yeah.
So he'll be back Thursday. So in a week or two, I will be finished with my remodel. Then I have no excuse. So I got to thinking, what can I do? You know me, I'm always making spreadsheets and planning, making plans.
I thought the rest of us find it so annoying.
I get it. No, I honestly do. I do get that part of it.
We're just joking.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
No,
but
we're
still,
joking.
But I'm telling you, it works. So here are my five tips getting back, getting your mojo back after you've been kind of feeling, oh God, you know.
Five tippies.
So my first tip, refresh your work area. Whether you actually move your desk or just clean it up and put a vase of flowers on it or your, favorite sports memorabilia.
Ooh.
Try out new shelving for inventory or new paint and curtains. So my first one is to kind of rearrange your work area. Always feels good to sit in a new place. Okay?
Doesn't it?
Number two, as for business, start slowly but have a plan. I am a free spirit, but I make goals and try to stick to them. Without goals, Griff, what you're saying is I'll just take it one day at a time with my listings. We know where that got us, right?
Where'd it get us?
It got us not listing.
It got us not listing.
Exactly.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Number three, put your goal and your progress on the wall on a whiteboard, large, where you can't help but see it.
Note
like, for instance,
self.
You would put three listings per day for the first week and just draw in little check boxes. Then challenge yourself later to up that count. But start with like three listings a day. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, I have a challenge for you then. Okay. So I don't have a whiteboard, and I'm writing a memo to get a whiteboard. Where do I put it if I don't have a whiteboard?
You could keep it on a spreadsheet if you... But I don't like
them.
That because then you don't open it.
Yeah.
So put it on a spreadsheet.
Oy.
Print it out.
Ugh.
Tape it to something where you can see it every day.
Note to self, get
all
some
right.
tape.
It's very important to do that.
This is getting really, really tiring.
Number four, turn your phone sound off. Check your email 3 times
wait.
A day.
Wait.
Yeah.
How do I hear my ka-chings?
Well, just there are times, Griff, when you gotta work. And if you're answering your phone or making calls on your phone, it does not work. Check your email 3 times a day.
Who says we have to work?
Do your personal Facebooking during your lunch break.
Personal?
Mm-hmm. And number 5 is do something each day to grow your business. List one more item, implement a new inventory control system, whatever. Do something each day to help grow your business, even if you don't finish it.
I guarantee you I won't finish it.
So anyway.
That's the one thing. That's the goal that I can set for myself. Goal number one. You will not finish any of your goals today.
We're so good at finding excuses.
No. We're being practical in finding things at which we are sure we can succeed.
Yes, but if you only plan for things that are easy, you will never be all that you can be, Griff.
Who says
you
I want to be?
You make it too
why
easy.
Would I,
if
why
we
would
make
I
it too
be?
Easy on ourselves, if we say, number one tip, get up in the morning. If we make it too easy on ourselves, we're not going to be successful as
what
we
What makes
like
you think getting out of bed is easy? I resemble that remark.
God.
I've got Charles on one side of me. Sadie on the other side of me. It's comfy and cozy. That's the hardest thing in the world, getting out of that bed. This segment.
Anyway,
was,
there are my 5 tips for getting your mojo back.
And sorry, I shredded them.
Yes, you did.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint. Up next, promoted listings when we continue with eBay Radio.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk, stock the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.